It's a beautiful day to be on the Roanoke River. Summer-like temperatures and a cloudless blue sky. The water level is finally down to normal, but the question is, are the fish jumping?
It's a little off color today, but this is about the best condition that we've seen in 2 months.
Garrett Belcher with Rock On Charters explains that this section of the river wasn't fishable earlier in July because the place where the boats enter the river was underwater. Josh Lafferty is a co-owner of Rock On Charters, which offers guided float trips on several rivers in Virginia and the highlands of North Carolina. At Explore Park, they're offering half-day float and wade trips from 6 inflatable rafts, each with a pilot and fishing equipment.
This is a fishery that we knew about and we had explored. Due to lack of public access, it's somewhat of a difficult fishery to access unless you come from upstream in a smaller boat. And quite frankly, just a desire to expand our business and to find something a little closer to the Roanoke, the mainstream Roanoke area, that offers people easier access, shorter drive times, things like that. We felt like this was a perfect fit if we could, if we could make something work here.
Go ahead and sit down.
Yep. Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
I sit in the bow. Lafferty steers in the middle. And Belcher stands in the back fishing as we float more than 2 miles downstream. Instead of rapids, there are numerous rock ledges, especially one particularly tricky spot to navigate.
Areas that are fantastic for holding smallmouth bass.
And partway through our trip, Belcher snags one.
A lot of these sections in normal flow, there's some good wade opportunities for anglers to get out and actually get in the water.
The State Department of Game and Inland Fisheries stocks striped bass in Smith Mountain Lake each spring, but some move up into the gorge where there's more oxygen in the water, and they can be found year-round. But it's strictly catch and release in this part of Explore Park.
We prefer to release the smallmouth and muskie, and we just feel that it's more of a sport fish, and it's not necessarily the best table fare.
Lafferty says visitors are surprised by how quiet and peaceful it is here, just off the Blue Ridge Parkway and less than 30 minutes from downtown Roanoke. Anglers routinely see butterflies, birds, otter, heron, deer, bald eagles, osprey, and kingfisher.
There's tons of wildlife here. Bald eagles have really made quite a presence in the Smith Mountain Lake area, and it's not at all uncommon to see them up here on this stretch of the river.
Right on cue, a heron takes off from its perch near the riverbank.
I think that's the fourth or fifth one we've seen today.
According to the latest survey from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, fishing is a $1.1 billion a year industry in Virginia.
For me, in a 10-minute drive, come find 20, 30, 40-inch stripers, and go an hour in the other direction, and there's 30, 40, 50-inch muskie. Another hour in another direction, and there's 18 to 20, 22-inch trout.
Lafferty and Belcher hope to make Virginia a destination fishing spot like Montana, Colorado, or Florida. But unlike out west, anglers can be on the water here every season of the year.
They can visit here 3 to 4 times a year and experience a completely, a radically different environment and style of fishing throughout 12 months.
Rock On Charters is the latest business to partner with Explore Park to try and draw in visitors. Since the park closed its historic area a few years ago, several ideas have been kicked around, such as camping, a rock climbing wall, and last year there were covered wagon rides. But so far, nothing seems to have taken off. Officials with Rock On hope they'll be successful, in spite of their season starting about 6 weeks late this year because of the high water. I'm Beverly Amsler.